It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. Fort Recovery Radio, Steve Stone, Diana, the expert Diana Rammel tonight. And Neil Spencer down here at Versailles High School for a Big Mac matchup with the Versailles Lady Tigers and our Fort Recovery Indians. It's going to be a tough game tonight. Versailles, a very outstanding opponent here in the MAC and playing on their home court. Diana, probably going to be a tough game.
Yep, I agree. It's going to be a very tough game. Kenzie is their varsity coach, and she really knows what she's doing, and I'm sure she's done her homework on us, and we're going to have to play for each point.
Yep, head coach is Kenzie Bruggeman. The assistant coach is Audrey Stahman. JV coach is Leia Pranger. And the freshman coach is Kristen Brandon. And we're getting ready for the game here. We got about 3 minutes to go. Girls are out on the floor getting warmed up. We've got a couple of good officials tonight. We got Todd Hinkle again, which we had last night. And Diana, who's the other gentleman with him?
You know, I'm not sure who that is. I don't know that I've ever seen him before.
Oh, my goodness. I build you up as the expert, and the first question I ask, you can't answer.
Yeah, they're bringing up all the newbies. I don't know that one.
Okay, well, we know Todd. So
yes, we do.
Todd is definitely going to call a really tight game.
Yep, he usually does.
Yep, that's for sure. So, again, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to be having our varsity game start here shortly. The JVs looked really good. The JV girls 1-2, and the score was
18-14.
We beat them 25-18 the first one and 25-14 the second one, and the girls pretty much were in control, don't you think?
I think so.
Pretty much in control.
Yeah, they handled them pretty easily.
Yeah, they played really well. We got some really good JV players. Val Mullenkamp, she had 4 kills and 1 block. And Rachel Atchison had 3 kills and 8 digs. Kira Wendell had 3 kills and 5 digs. Chloe Showalter had 7 digs. Harley Deuce had 2 kills. Olivia Patch had 3 kills. Hope Wendell is a freshman playing. She had 7 assists and 4 digs. Again, the girls' JV team played really well. I give a lot of that credit to Travis.
Yeah, he does a nice job.
He is outstanding, and he needs to be outstanding.
Yeah, he does. He's got to get some girls ready for the next level.
So. He's got to get girls ready for the next level, and he's going to have to take over here at some point.
At some point, yeah.
For the varsity team, he's going to have to step in. And how's he going to do both? How's he going to do JV and varsity?
Well, I'm hoping that she can hold out until the season's over, and maybe he just has to take over tournament. We'll see.
She can hold out. What's she going to do, cross her legs?
Well, I don't think she's due until tournament starts.
Oh, okay. Well,
looks
like she's got a half a dozen volleyballs under that dress right now, so I'm not sure she's going to be that long until she's ready to evacuate that little kid.
Right. He can handle both, I'm sure of it.
Well, I'm sure.
I've trained him well.
I'm sure he can. We will take a break here, get a couple commercials in, and then we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget Me Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back here at Versailles High School getting ready for the start of our varsity matchup against the Lady Indians and the Versailles Lady Tigers. Introducing our starting lineup. Diana, hit that.
Oh, okay. Fort Recovery Indians. Oh, gosh. Versailles Tigers, I guess we'll start here.
Okay.
Alan Peters. Mallory Marshall. Lindsay Winner. Elizabeth Ording. Caitlin McEldowney. Danielle Winner. And Caitlin McEldowney.
Those names sound awful familiar. Yeah. Those were a lot of the basketball
players. Yeah, that and the same last name we've been playing for the last 10 years, I feel like.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Starting for our Indians tonight, we got Paige Forkamp, Madison Rammel, Cassidy Martin, Harley Stone. Am I missing somebody?
Yeah, we're missing somebody. Who are we missing there? Kaya Wendell.
Kaya, yep. Skipped right over Kai.
Can't believe you skipped over
Kai. I know. Kai. I can't.
The way she's been playing in that back row,
How she is unbelievable. She has,
getting ready to get started here with the match. Indians coming into this game playing extremely well. They've only lost one game this whole season, and that was to St. Henry.
Yep.
Indians ranked fourth in Division 4, and the only teams ahead of them would be
St. Henry, New Bremen, Norwalk St. Paul.
And Norwalk St. Paul.
Yep.
So Indians got a lot to play for here in the MAC. Again, like we talked about at the top of the show here, going to be, a really tough match. I don't see us getting out of here in three.
I don't either.
And we actually did really well against an outstanding Rushi team last night.
Yeah.
And so we had a tough match last night, but we came away with a win in three sets. Immediately came right back into the meat grinder again down here in Versailles. And then we are going to be playing Marion Local at home on Thursday, which I hope Diane is helping me on Thursday.
Yeah, I should be able to help you out.
So we got Thursday at home with Marion Local. So, again, we are just in the meat of that MAC schedule, and it is brutal.
Yes, it is.
Got a great turnout here. Versailles got a heck of a crowd. And
we're off.
We've got a pretty nice crowd. Balls up.
Yep. Up to Stone to Rammel. Back set to Paige Forkamp.
Great block by Versailles.
And Cassidy Rammel puts it away.
Great block. Give Versailles credit right back to Cass.
I said Cassidy Rammel. That's Cassidy Martin.
I didn't even catch it. I call him by the wrong name all the time. Except if you just use Stoney and Buppy.
Yep, then you're safe.
Yeah, you're safe with those girls.
Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Puts the ball in play. And a little miscommunication by Versailles. Dig by Hannah.
Free ball over.
And Cassidy Martin gets the kill again.
I'll tell you what, she played good last night.
Yep,
and
she did.
She's, well, you know, it's only 2 points, but looks like she's got some momentum going right there for us and a couple of good kills.
Yep. She's doing well. Off to a good start. Nice short serve by Hannah Kanapke for the ace.
Great short serve by Hannah.
You know, it's tricky to get them short ones in. If you can get them in, you can make them count, but they're risky.
They are risky.
Risky. That's a nice word, risky. But she's going to do it again. Not quite as short this time. Maybe that's a weak Madison Rammel with an amazing dig, but she misses it.
Out of bounds on the Indians. That makes our score 3-1.
Oh, that was Hannah back there digging. I'm going to have to scoot over a little bit.
Well, Todd's big head's right in the way. Yell down there and tell Todd Hinkle to move a little bit.
Back to serve for Versailles Tigers, number 8, Kate Stahman. Or is that number 9?
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice attack by Madison Rammel. And up to Paige Judy.
Oh, Paige.
Paige Judy for the kill.
We have too many. I said last night you weren't listening because you were at the game. I said our team has too many pages on it.
Yes, we do. Two is too many.
Our book has too many pages in it because I'm always saying, oh, page. And then I have to clarify which page I'm talking about.
Back to serve, Alexis Bupp. Gives us a nice ball in play. Oh, great, great play. And the ball drops on Versailles' side. Little miscommunication twice in a row for Versailles. A little bit out of sync.
Versailles' great coach play. Just threw a fit on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. Alexis Bupp gets us a point.
And that makes our score 5-1. Indians leading here early in the first set.
Great serve, Alexis. Out to the middle.
Oh, my goodness.
A block out of bounds by Cassidy.
Great block. Mm-hmm. Way to be right there, Cass. Great block. But that is out of bounds. Point goes to Versailles.
Yep. You know, that's a left-handed hitter. That's a little harder to read. A little harder for the blockers. Great serve received by Alexis. Out
Stoney.
Stone for the kill.
Yes.
Assist Madison Rammel. Nice job, Carly Stone.
You got
the
love
smash
that girl.
Right down the line. Heck yeah, you do. Back to serve, Cassidy Martin.
Versailles got some tall girls. They got 5'11, 6'1, 6'1, 5'10, 5'11. So they got a pretty stout lineup there.
Yeah. Nice kill by number 20 for Versailles. Elizabeth Ording, another lefty, I believe. It looked like she hit that left-handed. I'm going to start paying a little bit more of attention.
That would be Tom Ording's daughter.
I don't know who that is.
Tom's from St. Henry originally.
Back to serve, Kelsey Custenborder. Setter for the Versailles Tigers.
Indians leading 6-3 here in this first set.
Great serve received by Bupp. Back set to Carly Stone, who hits it in bounds for the kill.
Great kill by
Stone. Beautiful kill by Carly Stone. In for the Indians is Paige Forkamp. Back to serve is Madison Rammel.
And again, if you're just tuning in, the JVs came away with a big victory, winning in two down here in Versailles.
Madison Rammel gets the ace.
With an ace.
Looked a little deep. I'm not sure why they didn't let that go.
But we're not going to complain.
No, we're not complaining.
Versailles is going to take a timeout, and I think we are too. We're trying to take a break here. I'm working a computer, so God only knows what's
going to
happen.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
That dead air was brought to you by Steve Stone, not knowing how to use a computer, so we could use some help. That's where you need that's where we need Reese Rogers here to help us, because he's the tech expert.
Serving for the Indians, Madison Ramel again. First one was really long, this one's short. For the kill on the right-hand side for the Tigers, number 34, Reagan Schaefer, who subs out, coming in for the Versailles Tigers, number 9, Caitlin McEldowney, back to serve. Score, Indians 8, Versailles 4. Up to Madison, Brooke Garkey for the hit out of bounds.
I don't know about that. Look good from where I was sitting. 8-5. Indians still leading.
It's a good swing. Nice hit. Serve received Kaya Wendell, who, like you said, has played great. And a kill by Carly Stone.
Wow, it was just a little tip.
She's feeling it. Tips don't exist anymore, Stone.
Yeah, whatever.
Tips existed in my day.
Okay.
And they were a separate entity. Not anymore. They are officially kills.
Now, Reese and I still call them tips.
Oh, Stoney!
Hits the ball into the net.
Right into the net. That's that short serve that tends to haunt us a little bit.
Yeah, gosh darn it. Get the momentum and then give it right back. Can't give up them points like that to a good team.
Yeah, score 6-9. Indians. Maddie Ramel pushes it out to Paige. Judy, who gets blocked.
Yeah, they got some tall girls up there in the front. We're going to have to rethink some of those attacks.
Paige Judy is having, I think the last couple of games has had trouble seeing the court when she hits.
Nice set.
Nice set by Madison Ramel. Up to Brooke Garkey for the kill. Back to serve is Kaya Wendell.
And let's see, Brooke went out and
Martin came back in.
Cass Martin came back in.
Yep.
Kaya with the serve.
Great serve. Versailles handles it well. Madison Ramel misses the dig.
That would have been out. What was she thinking?
I don't know. Kurt taught her that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Indians still leading 10-8.
Back serve, number 15, Ellen Peters for Versailles. Kaya Wendell gets a good serve receive up to Madison Ramel. To Paige Judy.
There you
gets
go.
The kill.
There you go, Paige.
She's starting to see the court, and that's what she needs to do. I think her height is kind of a little deceiving. She thinks she can go up and pound everything, and you got to be able to use different weapons.
Different attacks.
Yep.
Hannah back to serve. Gets ball over.
Good. Ball goes out of bounds.
Yep. Attack by Versailles at number 25. Is one of them big, tall old devils. She's 6'1".
Yep.
Lindsay Winner.
Hannah Kanapke gets us a serve, a point, and she's back to serve again. Puts the ball in play, short again. Outside hitter, good dig. But we have Cassidy Martin in the net.
Can't make those unforced errors.
Yeah, those are not mistakes we need to be having right now. Back to serve for Versailles. This is number 9, Caitlin McEldowney. Indians up 12-9. Kaya Wendell to Madison Ramel.
Nice
back set to Paige Judy, who gets a nice hit.
Great dig.
Great dig by Kaya Wendell. And a kill by Madison Ramel. Holy moly. I don't know how she uses that left hand. Back to serve. In for Paige Judy is Alexis Bupp.
Todd Hinkle calling that double hit. I think we saw that last night, I think.
Yeah,
last night, I think.
Yeah. Nice serve, Buppy. Versailles handles the serve.
Great.
And they get a great
Yeah, great attack. Yeah. Great. Yeah, that worked well for them.
I don't think our blockers saw that coming.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I don't think anybody saw it coming.
Nope.
Good job by Versailles.
Yeah.
Indians still leading 13-10.
Libero back to serve. Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Ooh, great save by the Indians. I'm not sure how they did that.
I have no clue. Great
and
hustle.
There's that back row, that hitter again that comes out of nowhere to Madison Rammel, who attacks again to Alexis Bupp, who gets a great dig. Kaya Wendell.
Oh, phenomenal.
Kaya Wendell puts it in a hole.
Phenomenal hustle by the Indians right
absolutely.
There. I said it last night. You guys at home listening and everybody in Fort Recovery need to get out and watch these guys in person.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty fun to watch.
Because I know you're excited listening to us.
Right.
But it's even better in person.
Yes. Agreed.
And as soon as I'm bragging on them, they hit one out of bounds.
Cassidy Martin serves the ball out of bounds.
Cannot make those mistakes.
Nope. Those are those unforced errors that we need to tone down.
Eliminate
would be good, but I would take at this point a tone down. Kaya Wendell handles it to Madison Rammel, out to Brooke Garkey, who hits it into the net.
Kind of a miss hit. I think she mistimed her jump there.
Yep.
Couldn't get her hand quite on it.
Yep.
Versailles hanging right in there at 14-12. Down here at Versailles this evening, watching our Indians take on the Lady Tigers.
Puppy struggles with the serve received to Kaya to Hannah Kanapke.
Gets a roller across.
Puppy with a great dig to Madison Rammel, out to Stone, who gets a phenomenal play. Up to Carly, who hits it again. And a kill by Versailles number 32, Danielle Winner. Getting a little sloppy. We need to clean it up a little bit.
Yep, we got to clean it up a little bit. That makes our score 14-13.
Yep.
Feel like the momentum's slipping a little bit towards Versailles right now.
Hannah Kanapke with the pass to Madison Rammel, out to Carly Stone, who gets us the kill. In for the Indians is Paige Forkamp. Hannah Kanapke out. Back to serve is Madison Rammel.
Madison needs to get us on a little run here.
Yes.
A little run would be nice.
A little run would be great. You know, she's been pretty good at that. That's kind of her M.O. in this position.
Yep, 15-13.
When she can run three hitters, it's when we get in our groove a little bit. Great serve.
Nice serve.
Out to their outside hitter. And Kaya Wendell for the dig.
Great
out to
dig.
Madison. Paige Forkamp hits it out of bounds.
Oh, Paige, come on.
There's those unforced errors.
Yep. Makes our score 15-14. Tight match here. First set with the varsity team here. JV's came away with a big win in two sets tonight.
Indians only up by one.
15-14.
It's like we can't get past this little hump. Up to Stone. Nice hit by Carly Stone. Ooh, I thought that hit the ground. Evidently not. Go Buppy with a dig to Madison. Out to Paige Forkamp, who gets blocked. It's like we're in slow motion.
Yeah, we're not moving as well as we have.
No,
that makes our score tied at 15-15.
Yep. We need to see our blocks right now. We're just hitting right at them. Serve received by Buppy. Over the net to the Versailles Tigers for the slide. Out.
I think we're going to call a timeout here.
Slide to number 32.
Makes our score 16-15, and we're going to take a timeout.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service.
We're back here.
Oh, great, great dig by Kaya Wendell with that beautiful pancake. Out to their middle hitter who hits it out of bounds. I'll tell you what, between Kaya Wendell and Madison Rammel, those two work well together in that back row. They don't let a whole lot drop.
Oh, they just called a tip.
Oh, somebody touched a ball. Okay, looks like we have a touch on the ball. You know, and that brings me up to a great point. We haven't had a block yet, and that's kind of been one of our strengths.
Yep.
You know, we haven't had one yet, so we need a side out. Score 17-15 in favor of Versailles. Great pass to Madison Rammel out to Paige Fortkamp, who gets us the kill.
There you go.
You know, I think all you need to do is tell her to hit it high. Hit it high. She's so used to pounding the ball straight down. Sometimes that doesn't work at this level. You have to be able to hit the deep corners. The deep shots hit off the top of the hand. Back to serve Carly Stone. Good serve by Carly. Back set.
Free ball over by Versailles. Here we go.
Yep, Paige Judy gets us the kill.
Nice. Good attack.
Yes.
Blocked, but blocked out of bounds by Versailles. That's a point for the good guys. Makes our score 17-17.
Carly Stone gets us the point. Back to serve again for a great serve. Versailles handles the serve receive.
Double hit
for sure. I knew Todd Hinkle wouldn't miss that one.
He would never let that one get by. That one was really obvious. Indians leading now 18-17. Yeah. Let's go, Carly. Roll. Get us on a roll.
I bet Todd's ears are burning.
Oh, my gosh.
There's that short serve. Yeah. Can throw him off a little bit. Paige Judy can't handle it.
Yeah, and she should have let Kaya get that because Kaya was right there waiting for it. That's 18-18. Tight, tight game here down in Versailles.
Back to serve. Danielle Winter.
One of their giants.
Yep, one of their 6'1" big girls. Kaya serve receives to Madison Rammel. Back set to Paige Fortkamp, who's getting blocked again. She's going to have to start seeing those blockers.
Yep, hits it right into the hands of the Versailles Lady Tigers. That takes them up one. Makes our score 19-18.
Good eye by Carly Stone.
Good eye by Carly Stone to see that ball go over her head and out of play.
Yep, back to serve, Kaya Wendell.
Gives us a point. It makes our score 19-19.
These girls are going to have to go.
Our girls are not playing as sharply as they have.
I don't think as aggressive.
That was out by a flipping mile.
I lost it, and they called it in.
So that makes our score 20-19. Indians trailing, and that ball was completely out of play.
Yeah. And short serve to Carly Stone. Madison Rammel handles it, gets the back set to Paige Fortkamp.
It just hits a roller over, which is going to.
We need better. That nice dig by Carly, or I'm sorry. Nice swing by Paige.
That's the kind of momentum.
Hammer that.
Yeah, that's the kind of momentum swing we need there with a great set of. We call that a set of plays.
That's just a great play, Kaya Wendell. Yeah, Kaya Wendell's defense. I mean, when you get
this is phenomenal. She gained a ton of confidence against New Bremen.
Yeah, she did.
And she's been phenomenal in that back row.
Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Up to their outside, and a tip to Kaya Wendell. And Versailles is in the net. Hannah Kanapke gets us a point.
That makes our score 21-20.
Indians got to go.
Yep. Let's go, Hannah. Ball's up.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
That's an ace serve.
Give an ace to
nice serve.
Hannah. Ball completely misplayed by Versailles. Versailles is going to take a timeout, and so are we.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Versailles High School. The Versailles Lady Tigers needed to take a quick time out here and kind of talk about things with the Indians. Just sneaking ahead by two here, 22-20, tail end of this first set. Indians showing a little bit of sign of life here in the last couple of plays. And we've got Hannah back there serving. That's usually a good thing because...
Yep, it's usually a good rotation. This is usually one of our stronger rotations. And, you know, Versailles struggling with this serve.
Absolutely. And they just hit the ball out of bounds.
Yep. It's amazing what a good serve receive will do to your team. And they've had three bad in a row.
And that makes our score 23-20. I think if we can get this first set under our belt, we'll be fine.
I think we'll see. You know, it's going to be a good momentum booster. But, Fat Lady isn't singing yet. So we got to buckle down. Good dig.
Unbelievable
Kaya
dig by
Wendell
Kaya.
Out to Paige Judy.
Oh, my goodness.
Who gets us the kill. She's having a good night tonight.
You get
the ball up high and wide for her. You get the ball up high and wide for Paige Judy, and she is going to put it away.
Yep.
She's 6'3". She can hit over just about anybody. Hannah Kanapke gets us our
24th point. Here we go.
And she serves it short.
A little short serve.
That risky. And she gets us a dig. Madison Rammel with the attack.
Picked up by Versailles, coming back the other way.
Out.
That's it. First set goes to our Lady Indians. That was a very tough, hard-fought first set. We're going to sneak a couple of commercials in here, and we will be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here. Shout out to Mr. Wendell, who is listening. He said something to you about having a great radio voice. I'm trying to figure out, what do I sound like?
Right.
I mean, I know I don't have a face for television. I hope I have a face for radio, but he didn't say anything about me. So if you guys are listening out there, give us if you got my number or Diana's, let us know you're listening to us out there.
We'd like to hear how we're doing.
We've got our phones here handy.
Yeah,
so
I've got some stats for the first game. You want to hear them?
Yeah, let's get to those stats.
All right. So I think our biggest thing right now is Hannah Kanapke back in the service corner. She's gotten us two aces and seven service points, and that's a big, big thing. She's done a
huge.
Really nice job. Kill-wise, our big gun right now is Paige Judy with five.
Which is great because she was quiet against Rushi.
She was quiet, and I think even New Bremen, she was quiet.
Oh, she was, yeah.
So I think getting her back into the game has been a huge thing. Paige Forkamp's got us one. Marty had us the first two. Game started, and I haven't seen her since. So I'm hoping they can get her going again as well. Kaya Wendell got us one out of the back row. And Stone. Stone's got us three big kills. So they're off to a good start. Rammel has dished out seven assists. And we have some digs, but I'll be honest, I'm trying to multitask a little bit, and I'm not doing real well.
That's close enough.
As far as I know, I see Hannah's got... Or I'm sorry, Kaya Wendell has five digs.
She's been playing fantastic.
Yeah, she just gets to everything, so she does a nice job. So that's our first game stats, if anybody's interested out there.
Wow, you are the best.
Well, I do what I can.
So the Indians are back on the floor here getting ready for set number two. If you're just tuning in, the Indians came away with a win here 25-20 in the first set, and our... JV's played really, really well, and they came away with a big win. They won in two sets, 25-18, 25-14. So the JV set the tone here, so hopefully the momentum keeps going our direction. Lots of smiles out there on the floor for the Fort Recovery Indians.
I have no clue what Diana's doing right now.
I'm trying to get him fired up down
she's
there.
She's dancing, and I'm not sure. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable right now. But
Hannah Kanapke's over there giving me the thumbs up.
Oh, there you go.
You know, if they need somebody to fire them up, I got their back. They're so far away from me now. You know, when I'm at the field house, they're right by me. I can yell right into the mic. But here I have to do
And you've
something.
Been noticed. You've been noted to do that, yeah, yell right yeah, into yeah, the mic
yeah.
before.
Well, I forget what I'm doing sometimes. JV game, I had to do stats. I said I'd rather do stats than holler out some things that I might holler out. So
we're not on a tape delay, so you have to be really careful if you start hollering any four-letter expletives. I can't tune you out fast enough.
All right, then. I will maintain. Back to serve, Fort Recovery Indians. Kaya, Wendell. Great serve. Versailles handles the serve receive, and man, that girl's got a gun. I don't know how she does that with her left hand. Going around behind the setter, number 20. Good Lord. Elizabeth Ording. She is a phenomenal player. Like her a lot.
Versailles jumps out here 1-0 at the beginning of our second set.
Carly Stone with a great handle.
Come on, Paige.
Paige.
Yes. Paige. Judy.
Damn. Just makes him eat it. That girl's hot tonight.
Yep. And we got to keep setting her.
Yep. Hannah Kanapke back to serve.
Here comes Hannah. Hopefully this will be good for 3 points, maybe?
Yeah. I think we can get three.
Let's go, Hannah.
Nice serve. Hannah gets
one. There's one. She's got an ace.
So far, so good.
That makes our score 2-1 in favor of the good guys.
Let's see where she puts this ball. I'm hoping deep.
She does one of those floaters.
You know, deep, I don't know who's seeing the court there. Deep would have been a good call. They all scooted way up. I don't know if that's their strategy.
Floater into the net. That evens our score out at 2-2.
Cammy McEldowney to serve. Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Back set to Paige Judy.
Nice dig.
Hits
by
the ball straight down. Oh, and they get a double hit. Todd Henkel making the call.
Oh, it's my figures. Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I hope his ears are burning. Because we're going to talk some... We're going to have to chat with him a little later.
Talk some smack. Buffy back to serve. Indians leading 3-2.
Nice serve. Oh, and great dig.
Great dig. Oh,
and
yes.
Madison Rammel gets the kill. I don't know how the heck she did that.
It wasn't a kill. She just tipped it back over.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Kaya Wendell gets the assist for that. She gets a dig and an assist for that.
That's awesome.
I know.
You
got to
love that.
That's like a double whammy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Kaya's
playing
great.
Buffy, back to serve. She got us a point, that one. There's that girl, and Kaya says, not today.
Buffy, get it in there.
Buffy.
Yes. Buffy from the back row.
From the back row. Gets us a great kill. And she gets us a point. Got to love that.
Indians fired up here. Got a little momentum going.
Yeah, we got to keep it.
Yep, 5-2.
Buffy back to serve again.
Let's go, Buffy. How about an ace?
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's a good serve.
Great serve.
There's that Ording again. Oh, and it just gets down right in front of both of them, Kaya and Buffy.
I think she kind of mistimed her jump on her kill. And just got her fingertips on it, and it fell right in front of our players.
Yep.
They were expecting that to be back in their faces, I think.
Yes. Hannah Kanapke with a great serve receive. Back set to Marty, who gets us a nice hit.
Picked up easily by Versailles coming back the other way.
Off of Rammel's hands.
Good attack and kill by Versailles. Point Versailles. Here they are, right back again.
Yep. Scores 4-5 in favor of the Indians.
Let's go, Indians.
Great, sir. Hannah, push it out, kid. Push it out. Up to Carly Stone, who gets us the roll kill. Bam.
Gets us a little roll. She was way back. Away from the net, and I was hoping like heck she didn't take a big swing at that.
Yep.
Because if she would have, that would have went right into the net. So she saw that the set wasn't quite there.
Yep.
Did a little roller and got us a point.
Yep. Kelsey, Judy back to serve. I'll tell you, she's got a deadly serve. Great serve. Versailles handles it. And the big girl.
That hit the net.
Big girl gets a hit. I'm not sure it cleared, but they're going to say it cleared.
One more call like that, I'm going down there jerking Todd off that stand. That did not get over the net.
Yeah, so Kelsey Jude is going to stay in this game, or this rotation and set. Back to serve.
Makes our score 6-5, Indians leading.
Back to serve, number 9, McElDowney for Versailles.
Little officials conference at the table, we're
great.
Back.
Yep, great pass by Carly Stone. And she gets a kill with an assist from Kelsey Jude.
Got Madison Rammel going back to serve. Here we go. We got to get a little run going.
Yep, that would do.
Come on, Maddie.
Great serve.
Nice serve.
Versailles handles it. Out. Ooh, good dig by Kaya Wendell. And a roll shot. I'll tell you what, those roll shots are making them think.
Free ball back over. Here we come. Attack.
Brooke Garkey with the attack.
Picked up by Versailles coming back the other way.
Oh, and deflection off of Brooke Garkey. Deflection for the Versailles kill.
That makes our score 7-6. Going to be another tight one. One of those Versailles giants is back to serve.
Yeah. Good pass by Kaya up to Brooke Garkey and hits it into the net.
Makes our score tied up, 7-7. Let's go, Indians. We got Mike Tin out there listening. Thanks, Mike, for the text. Appreciate
great
it.
Good. Carly Stone gets a tip. Doesn't quite fall. Out here to comes. Paige Fortkamp, who can't handle it. She's having a rough night. Rough night.
She'll get it.
She'll get it. It says those freshman mistakes. You know, she had a great night last night. Great night at New Bremen.
Yeah, great night at New Bremen.
You know, she just needs to keep swinging. We got to keep. Don't hesitate. And just great pass by Carly Stone. Back set to her. She gets
blocked
and out to Paige Fortkamp, who's looking a little great dig by Carly Stone. And attack. Kaya Wendell attacks it.
That was a double hit that Todd didn't call.
Did he miss it? Yeah. Number 32 just smashes it right into the net. Danielle Winter from the back row. It's where we like it on their side.
Tied up. 8-8. We have got some tremendous volleyball going on right here.
I can't keep up with these stats, so they may be off a little. Back to serve, Carly Stone.
As tight as this is, I'm going to have soup bowls down to my waist before this thing's over. Great attack and great kill by Versailles.
Yep.
Takes them up one in Versailles leading.
You know, going back to the blocking thing, we have yet to have a block.
Didn't Cass? Cass had a block right at the beginning, didn't she?
I don't recall.
Oh, my goodness.
Versailles served that out of bounds. Barely.
I'll tell you what, that makes up for that call down there because that ball looked like it was completely in.
And back to serve, Kaya.
They called it out, so happy I am.
Yes. Kaya Wendell serves. Go. Madison Rammel with the pancake. Paige Jude with a hit.
Here they come back again.
Madison Rammel with another dig. Carly Stone from the back row gets a deflected hit. And another great dig.
Come on,
Marty
guys.
Marty passes it over. Versailles handles it nice. Back to number Ording.
Great.
Seriously? Paige Jude in the net.
Carly had an unbelievable
dig
that back row.
Yeah, great dig. All right, we got score. Versailles up 10-9.
Let's go, Indians.
We need to get a momentum going.
We do. That's a good way to start right there.
Martin gets it. Martin gets us our kill. You know, when she comes up for that little short, quick thing, they don't even see her.
I know. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know.
I mean, they do that little short set, and her arm comes around. It's so dang fast.
Yeah, and she's like a little jackrabbit. You know, she just jumps so quick you don't even see her. Hannah Kanapke back. Hannah's done a nice job of keeping them on their toes with their serve receive. Kaya Wendell for the dig. Back to Martin, who gets us the kill.
Wow, nice job, Indians.
That
nice.
Was a great, great play.
Nice
Kyle.
Job, Indians.
You know, that all starts with that great serve, and Kaya Wendell getting some great digs. She's phenomenal back there. You know, and it's not... Yes.
What'd they call?
They called out of rotation. Their setter's probably leaving too early. Yep, that's exactly what's happening. That gives Hannah Kanapke an ace and giving it to her.
Perfect.
Puts us up 12-10.
12-10.
Back to Kaya Wendell. Her digs, not only are they good up, but they're good.
Yeah, she's...
They're to the setter, and that is huge. We got to get two people up on ordering. That girl can hit the ball.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Why aren't we blocking those? Why don't we have blockers up there? We know we can do it.
Yeah, at least three. Can we pull up four? I don't think so, but Indians still have the lead, 12-11. Hannah Kanapke with a serve receive. Madison Rammel goes to the bleachers to get it. Paige
Judy. Good hustle by the Indians.
Go, 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 Indians. Go, Indians. Oh, sorry to scream into that. Kaya Wendell almost had it.
It's a good hustle by the Indians.
Yeah,
a little pancake there, but we couldn't get it back over. Ties our score up at 12-12.
Yeah, I tell you, that Ording is a nice player. She's smart. She sees the court well. Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel to Marty, who gets us not quite the kill. They made a great, great play. Oh, and they barely get it over, and we get caught on our heels.
Cheap shot.
Yep, yep. You know, if you're
into the net and flips over the net.
Yeah, we got to be ready for those. You know, and on free balls, that's probably wise to just stay up there as a middle hitter. Carly Stone, our serve receives off a little tonight. Good job, Marty Wendell. Or Marty. Dig Carly Stone to Madison Rammel, who gets
nice.
The kill.
Nice, Madison. That, you know, ties our score up at 13-13.
Yeah, when Madison's running that set from the front, she has to become an offensive threat. If she doesn't, then we only have two. So
right.
For her to turn and do something like that, it keeps their defense
yep, keeps them on their
at
toes.
Base. And
yep.
That's where we want them. So back to serve, Buppy, 13-13. Back to Ording, who gets not a kill off of Kyle Wendell. Back set to Hannah.
Here she comes again.
Gosh dang her.
Why are we not blocking that?
She's just good. It's that left hand. I'm telling you, it throws everybody off. You know what? She subs out. Now we got to go. When she's off the floor, we can't miss serves. We can't make unforced errors. You know, she seems to be the go-to girl. And when she's off the floor, we got to go.
Yeah, when she's in the front row, she's definitely a threat.
Yep.
It makes our score 14-13 in favor of the Tigers.
Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Out
Come
to
on, Carly
Stone with a left hand. Gets her too tight. Madison Rammel gets her too tight. Indians need to buckle down and clean it up a little bit here.
Yep. Indians definitely not playing their best volleyball right now.
Buppy with a great pass to Madison Rammel. To Car or Madison. Or two.
That's a point kill for Cass.
Cassidy Martin.
Point for the Indians. We have Kelsey Judy coming in. Kelsey's going to serve for us. Indians trailing by one, 15-14. We won the first set.
Nice
great
serve.
Great serve.
Go dig. Carly Stone gets us the dig. And they throw it back over.
That makes our score 16-14. Indians trailing by two.
Back to serve for the Versailles Tigers, number nine, Caitlin McEldowney.
Let's go, Indians.
Hannah Kanapke for the serve received to Kelsey. Out to Stone, who pushes it over. Another push, Buppy for the dig to Kelsey. Oh, to Stone, who gets another push.
Great hustle by Versailles.
Yeah, dig. Kelsey.
Come on, kill it.
Carly Stone almost gets the dig. Kill, almost. Versailles is just making stuff happen. And they throw it into the net. Versailles throws it into the net. Thank goodness.
Dang, this is tight, tough volleyball right here.
In for the Indians. Brooke Garkey. You know, we need to get some blocks out of her.
Yep.
She's kind of our big girl for blocking, and we haven't gotten
one
yet.
Yeah, she's been quiet.
She's been quiet. So let's wake her up a little bit. There she is. Out of bounds, though. Paige Forkamp and Brooke hit the ball out of bounds.
makes our score 17-15 in favor of the Lady Tigers. Fort Recovery is going to take a timeout, and so are we.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back here at Versailles High School, Versailles, Ohio, watching the Fort Recovery Lady Indians take on Versailles Tigers. Indians need to get things going here. We're trailing 17-15 in this second set. And the ball's up.
Make things happen here to Kaya Wendell, who doesn't have a great serve receive, out to Paige Fortcamp, who hits it right into the blockers again.
We cannot let these guys get ahead of us.
Nope. And it starts with our serve receive, so we need to get that ball up to the setter so we can run the offense. We need three options, not one. Stone gets it to Madison Rammel, and then she gets a great hit out of it. And we're in the net. Somebody's in the net for the Indians. Doesn't matter. They get the kill.
Versailles coming back, making a big run right now, 19-15. Got to get a good pass right here.
Paige Fortcamp up. Good. Paige Fortcamp with the dig. Madison Rammel out to Paige Fortcamp. Paige Fortcamp's a little shy right now. You can tell. There she gets a dig. But we can't get it up. It's got to be a higher dig. Chelsea.
I think Chelsea's going to take another timeout
too.
Stretching their lead out 20-15. And we're going to take a break.
All for Fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florists today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection. Charming country decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Versailles High School. We've got the disaster relief thing going on here at the Lutheran Church, Trinity Lutheran Church, 303 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Take all your items up there, shampoos, soaps, lotions, deodorants, washcloths, toothbrush, toothpaste, buckets, brooms, mops, large sponges, bleach, masks, filter, respirator-type filter things. All those are going to go to the Hurricane Harvey and Irma relief.
Back in action, Kaya to Madison Rammel, up to Fortcamp, who gets blocked again.
Wow, Versailles has got the momentum going.
Yeah, they do.
Big time right now.
We need to pick it up here. Pick it up.
We got to do something a little different.
Short serve. Buppy gets it to Madison, to Carly Stone, who gets blocked. We're in play yet. Out to Fortcamp, who gets a great roll shot to Kaya, to Madison, to Stone.
Versailles just can't make a mistake right now.
Good play by Carly Stone to Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel. Holy cow. And Alexis Bupp gets barely a pass over the net that falls. How do you make that happen?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you, like I said before, between Kaya Wendell and Madison Rammel, it's like they have, telepathy? They just know what each other's going to do. Back set. Madison Rammel with a dig out to Kaya. To Carly Stone out of the back row. Carly Stone gets us a good hit. To the middle hitter, who hits it right into the net for Versailles. That gives the Indians two straight points.
17-21, 21-17. Versailles still leading. Fort Recovery showing a little sign of life right here.
They can't stop.
Yep, let's get some things going.
There we go. Carly's serving hard. That's what we need her to be doing right now. out to the outside hitter, blocked by Brooke Garkey. Paige Forkamp to Madison Rammel to Brooke Garkey. Off of Brooke Garkey's hands for the kill.
Makes our score 22-17. Time's running out for the Indians here. Second set. Indians won the first one 25-20.
To Paige Judy, who gets a nice swing.
And who was that?
Orting.
That Orting girl.
Orting. Orting's back in.
That makes our score 23-17. Let's go, Indians.
Paige Judy to Madison Rammel. Out to Paige Judy. She gets blocked and can't handle it. You know, we look like we're in slow motion. That's not
helping. We are playing absolutely horrible right now. This thing's pretty much over. 24-17. Sales serving.
Oh, they get the ace off of Kaya Wendell for the win.
Hope coach screams at him. We got to take a break and we'll be right back.
For Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Oh, why did you call?
Well,
we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here. What kind of stats did you get from that second one?
Well, there wasn't a whole lot. Had two aces from Hannah Kanapke serving. Not many string of service points at all that game. Four assists by Madison Rammel. Kill-wise, Stone only had two that game. Paige Judy only had one versus her five the first game. That's a big thing. I don't think she was on the floor a whole lot. And I have to give kudos to Kenzie. Kenzie Brueggemann does some good coaching over there. I think she tells the kids things that, you know, that are crucial, and keeping Paige Judy off the floor is a big thing.
Well, you're certainly an expert. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how we played. I mean, what did she do, their coach, or what did we do that it was like a tale of, you know, the first set we looked great and we won, and then this next set we never really had any extended period of time where we looked like we knew what we were doing.
I mean, we
were struggling.
Yep. I think Ording was the big key for Versailles this game. She is just a machine. You know, I wish I would have tracked her kills that game. She probably single-handedly beat us, and we couldn't handle that left hand coming. And very rarely do you see a left-hander swinging behind a setter. That is just awkward for them. And she's quick enough to do it, which is amazing. So it's hard to read, it's hard to block, it's hard to play defense on.
Yep.
So
we need to come out quick right here because pretty much this whole second set, I'd say Versailles pretty much had the momentum.
Yeah.
And we need to come out and get the girls need to get fired up and get things going early. Get our heads back in this game.
Yep.
Got a few seconds left here before we're ready to get started.
Yeah, we'll see how they handle the momentum swing.
Right.
You know, they have to be able to come out and fight through it. So we'll see what they do.
Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio for Thursday. Thursday we're going to be at home. The girls' volleyball team is going to be taking on Marion Local, which, again, is going to be just a really difficult game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still not done with this one, so the girls should be exhausted after this week.
They will be. They'll need a break. All right, game about to start. Versailles back to serve to Paige Judy, who doesn't handle it well at all.
I don't know anything about volleyball. Why is she back to serve receive like that?
I'm not sure. I think it's either her
there.
Or Fort Camp because of the lineup. Carly Stone with a nice hit.
Gosh darn it, there's that Orton girl again.
It's like we don't know what to do with Ording.
Yep.
Not, I mean, that wasn't even a hard hit.
Nope.
We're just not real sure what to do with it.
Makes our score 2-0.
Indians going to have to go. We're going to have to just play our game. Nice serve received by Carly Stone up to Paige Fortkamp, who gets blocked and puts it back over for an illegal hit. Okay, I think we're using her too much. We got Cassidy Martin in the middle, who's been a beast. But I think our passing's off a little too. It's hard to get your middle a good set when you can't serve receive.
Yeah, I knew that was a mistake. You can't set Paige back that far away from the net.
No, she just needs to get it over. Somebody needs to talk to her and just say, get it over. Don't swing like you're in the front row when it's 6 feet off the net. Oh, my Lord.
Another
serve
bad
receive.
Pass.
Judy gets a good hit on it. I don't know how. Ording, again, Paige.
Indians going to have to take a timeout here. They're down 5-0 to start this third set, and that's what they're going to do is take a timeout. So are we.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
We're back here at the Sales High School with the Indians of a sudden struggling.
Not starting out well. I don't know if it's this rotation. Okay, they are changing the serve-receive. They pulled back Fortkamp. See how she can do with serve-receive. We'll see. And you know they're going to serve it to her, and they serve it out of bounds. So that was some good strategy. It probably should have happened a little earlier. I don't know.
Makes our score 5-1.
Hannah Kanapke in to serve.
In favor of Versailles, and we've got Hannah back to serve. Indians trailing in this third set. Split the first two. Fort Recovery got the first one. Versailles got the second one.
Great serve by Hannah Kanapke.
Terrible pass by Versailles. That's out. That's out.
I think that's in. I think that was a smart move. We need to hit the ball. It's like we're not wanting to hit. Kyle Wendell with a dig. Hit it. We need to rip it. Back to Madison Rammel to Cassidy Martin, who gets us the kill.
Nice
Martin
job,
gets
Cass.
Us the kill.
Makes our score 5-2. Hannah is still back there serving.
Yep. Now our hitters are just being, they're being too... too easy. We need to be aggressive. Hannah.
Great serve by Hannah.
I can't believe that ball didn't fall. Dig by Hannah. There goes Madison struggling with the pass. And there goes Paige Judy with the kill.
Wow.
I don't know how she did it. That was a beautiful play. I don't know how that spot was so wide open.
Yep,
back
she
to serve.
Snuck one in the corner
she
there.
She sure did.
Point for the Indians. Indians now trailing 5-3.
Hannah Kanapke, another great serve.
Her sales.
Ording.
Blocked by Fort Recovery.
Out to Paige, who gets a great, let that ball drop.
Get down.
Oh, yep, it drops. Drops right into the fans. That's what we need right now. We need Paige Judy swinging high and wide.
Yep.
You know, she's probably 2 inches taller than, maybe not the one girl, but Hannah Kanapke gets us another serve. This point.
Makes our score 5-4. Indians right back.
Oh, she misses.
And then she
big.
Pushes one out of bounds.
Big. There's that spot serving again. Great, great decision on the spot. We just got to hit it.
We cannot make those kind of mistakes.
Those unforced errors, not with Versailles. Not with any team, really.
Certainly not any team in the MAC.
No. Indians down 6-4.
Here comes
Stone takes the serve received to Madison Rammel. Back to Paige, who gets blocked.
The coach
Paige
has to
Judy.
Explain to them. I don't know volleyball, but gosh, every time.
Yeah. We need to be swinging. I don't know if that was the best set. That might have been a little short for her, but out to Martin, who gets the kill. Let's get the ball to her some.
Yeah,
you know,
she's definitely playing good, and I don't know why they're not setting her well.
Like I said, with her, she's our middle hitter, and if you don't have a good pass, it's hard to use your middle hitters. That's huge. Back to serve, Bup.
Let's go, Buppy.
Down 7-5.
Get us on a roll.
Great serve.
Great serve.
They're struggling with it. They're Madison Rammel to Carly Stone, who pushes it. Oh, I can't believe.
That's a double hit.
Stone with a dig to Madison Rammel, who gets, great hit. Ording gets it again.
Rolls one right down the net. It balances.
Just
rolls.
Knows what to do.
Yeah. She's. I don't know if she plays this good all the time or if she's just playing lights out. She is single-handedly killing
us. 8-5. That gets your score. To Buppy, to Madison, back to Marty, who gets us the kill.
Just keep setting that girl.
Yep. Give it to her. You know.
Setting that girl.
In Brooke Arkey. And Kelsey Judy to serve for Cassidy Martin.
Indians trailing 8-6 here in this third set. We split the first two. Fort Recovery got the first one. Versailles got the second one. Great serve.
God, that's a beautiful serve.
How
and she gets
was
a great
that
dig.
Not an ace?
Nice
roll by Stoney.
By Carly Stone.
Right in the middle of their whole team, and it hits the floor.
Boy, you can hear Kenzie coming off of the bench over there. Kelsey Judy
screaming.
Gets us a great service point.
That's a two-hitter.
Yep. Kelsey Judy gets another service point. Indians tying it.
Tying it up.
8-8.
8-8. Let's get a little bit of Mo going this purple way.
Yep.
Kelsey's got us on a little roll. Another
nice
tremendous serve.
Get it up. Oh. Ording. Oh, it
that didn't go over.
Good call, Todd Hinkle.
That was Steve Stone called that.
Did he hear you? Telepathy?
No, I called it. I said that didn't go over, and then Todd raised his hand.
Kelsey Judy with a third straight service point puts the Indians up 9-8.
I may not be smart, but I ain't blind.
Yep. Another one. Ooh, she serves it out of bounds.
Just long.
You know, there's those unforced errors again. You know, Versailles just made three that were their own, and then, you know, when you come back with one right away that...
Well, we're tied up 9-9. Luckily, the rotation takes Ording out and sets her rear end on the bench,
and at this point...
Great for us.
Yeah, Chelsea needs to be saying, okay, no mistakes. This is when we go, you know? This is when we go.
That was not tipped.
Nope. Out to Stone, who hits it out of bounds. Nice hard hit. Might have been a little tight.
Versailles serving.
To Buppy. Oh, our serve receive is killing us at this point. Anna Kanapke just trashes it right into the net.
Yep, it was tied up 9-9. Now we're 11-9.
Yeah.
So the Indians got to get their head screwed on straight here.
Those unforced errors, those things right there shouldn't be happening. Starts with the serve receive.
This girl's got a great serve.
Yeah. I don't know why we're struggling with it, though. Stone with the attack.
Picked up easily by Versailles.
Yeah, Barrett Hannah. Brooke Arkey in the net again. We need to find out what body part keeps touching the net with her. That's like her third one.
As tall and skinny as she is, I don't know what could be in there.
I don't know either.
12-9. Indians trailing now.
This is too many points in a row. Ace serve for Versailles. Too many points in a row.
Yep. Coach going to take a timeout? Nope. She's going to let it go.
Going to let him play here.
13-9.
We've got to be able to serve receive. Serve reception has always been kind of our Achilles heel. Up to Stone, who gets blocked. Good play by Brooke Arkey. Now let's see if she can get us a block. Nope.
She's got to take a timeout.
Yeah.
We are completely out of sorts.
Sales gets a kill.
And she's not going to. That makes our score 14-9. They just don't look like they know what they're doing out there.
They look lost a little
bit. What's going on, Coach?
Serve receive. Killing us.
Thank goodness. LaSalle serves it into the net.
You know, I hate to say serve receive is can kill you so bad, but when you can't get the ball to your setter, you can't run your offense. That's huge.
Well, we haven't been running our offense. We didn't run it hardly at all
right.
in that second set,
yep.
and this has been a struggle.
Yep, Madison Ramel back to serve.
Nice
Gets
serve.
A deep serve. Versailles handles it pretty easily. Stone with a dig to Madison Ramel. Madison tries to dump it over. Doesn't happen. Paige Fortkamp needs to hit the ball. I don't know.
Boy, if you come out and play flat, this is not the place you want to come out and play flat.
Right, no, definitely not.
Versailles leading 15-10.
Serve received by Bupp. Stone gets a great hit.
Great attack picked up by Versailles.
Good dig.
Great dig by Wendell.
And touch.
Touch. Point.
Paige Fortkamp finally gets a kill. That was huge. Kaya Wendell with a dig. I'm not doing real good with my
stats.
We'll
let it slide.
Yeah, it's going to have to slide this game. Cause
come on, Stoney. We
this
need
is a little
couple
intense. Of... Indians are down 15-11.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
Nice.
Paige.
Kill. Was that Paige or Brooke?
I think that was Judy.
That was Judy. Okay.
Yep. Carly Stone with the point.
Go,
I'm not
Indians.
Sure I like them short serves. Let's just serve it deep and let them see what they can do. Tip. Madison Ramel with a dig to Kaya Wendell. Up to Paige Judy, who
blocks
it into the blockers to Madison Ramel. Back to Paige Fortkamp, who gets us not a kill yet. Back to Paige Judy, who doesn't get us a kill yet. To Kaya Wendell, to Madison Ramel, who gets almost a kill, not a kill.
My goodness.
Man, they are playing lights out. To Madison Ramel, to Carly Stone, out to Paige Fortkamp, who hits it down the line, can't get the kill. Versailles is playing lights out right now. We got to run it. We got to run.
We need this
run.
Point.
And Brooke.
Yes, we got it.
Brooke Garkey comes through. I don't know how she got that kill in. I'm telling you what, that's some great defense by Versailles.
Unbelievable
they
defense
everything.
By Versailles.
Everything. Stone.
Unbelievable.
Carly Stone gets us another service point. Versailles is not letting stuff drop. They're not ready to stop. They are playing. Good serve by Carly Stone. Back to the big girl, Madison Ramel, for the dig. Up to Paige, who gets us the kill. Paige Judy. Again, she's pulling out. She's kind of seeing the floor now where she doesn't have to go up and hammer everything. You know, those roll shots drop. You got to use it. Stone gets us another point.
Oh, Carly Shay.
And she hits it right into the net. Again, unforced errors. We can't have them. Can't have them. Not at this point of the game.
We were within one. We were 15-14. Now we're
16-14. Yep.
We're in good shape.
Kaya Wendell to Madison Ramel. Out to Paige. Out, Judy. You know, she's got 5 kills right now in this game, and it's only 16-15. She's already got 5 kills. We'll get the ball to her.
You're talking about Paige Judy?
Yep.
Okay.
Kaya Wendell back to serve. Short serve. Gets it over. Out. Versailles hits it out of bounds. Kaya Wendell lets it go. God love her for that.
16-16, we're all tied up.
Yeah, it's a new game. Indians need some momentum.
Yep.
They need to keep going.
They definitely
and
need to keep.
And let's hold off on these unforced errors like that one right there.
Out
that
of bounds,
one right there.
Kaya. Gosh, we cannot do that.
Nope, can't do that.
Makes our score 17-16.
Yep.
Versailles leading by one.
We need to come back right away with the first point.
Third set
here. Can't give
them
two. Good pass by Carly Stone to Madison Ramel. Out to Paige, who hits a nice kill. Nice kill into the blocker's hands, and they block it out of bounds. So great hit by Paige Judy.
Yep. Paige has definitely been doing
she's been
well
hot tonight. Yep.
This third set.
Back to serve Hannah Kanapke. We got to go. Score 17-17. Great serve by Hannah. Versailles struggles a little bit with it. Ording to Stone. Why are we letting that ball drop? Hannah. Hannah and Stone are letting the balls drop. Cover your corners, girls. If only they could hear me. I think what happens on those is Hannah pulls up for the short tip, and then she, at the last second, Ording pushes it deep.
Yeah, hits that back
yeah,
corner.
And if you're not ready as a middle back, Stone, if you're not ready for that, oh, man, it'll bite you in the butt. To Madison Rammel, back to Paige Judy, who gets a nice hit. Ording to Stone. Gets a kill for Ording.
How many kills does that girl have?
Oh, I need to start tracking hers, don't I?
Wow. She's got a bunch.
You know, and I think our defense was so good last night and even against New Bremen, and now we look flat, like we're just watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. We look flat. You're exactly right.
Kaya Wendell to Madison. To Marty, who gets us the kill.
That's in.
Marty. Marty's got four. This game alone, Marty has four. You know, let's use her. Between her and Paige Judy, I think those two are key this game.
Yep, I agree.
And back to serve, we got Buppy. Let's get Buppy some...
Get her on a roll.
On a roll here. Good serve. Versailles handles it. Ording. Buppy.
Stoney with a nice dig.
Yep. And she gets... That. Ording. Kaya
pushes the ball
to Madison, who tries the attack as well, to Ording. Oh, what? Dang her. Where is she? I don't even think Stone's blocking over there. We need to pull her in and pull her over or something. I think Rammel's over there blocking from the wrong side.
I don't know why we don't have somebody up on the net blocking that girl.
Here Indians down, 20-18. Back to Marty, who gets blocked. Over to Kaya. Up. Oh, not over. Not over. Todd Hankel makes the great call. God love him for seeing that. He doesn't miss a thing.
Nope. He sure doesn't.
Okay, now if the Indians can hold out and not make these errors, we need to go. We're just making just
too many
ridiculous
mistakes.
Errors. Kelsey Judy.
Too many mistakes.
Kelsey Judy back to serve. Indians down 20-19.
Oh, and she serves it right into the net. Gosh, dang it, you can't do that. 21-19.
Not a good time to miss a serve.
Nope, absolutely not. You just want to get that ball over this late in the third set.
McElnay back to serve for Versailles. Buppy, it's a great serve received to Madison Rammel, back to Carly Stone,
and
who hits it out of bounds.
And the Indians are going to take a timeout, and so are we.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
We're back here at Versailles High School with the Indians trailing 22-19 here in the third set. Indians played okay the first set and played poorly, I would say. Am I allowed saying that? Am I allowed ripping on the Indians?
Yeah, I think you can. I think
and
they
played not very good in the second, and then we've just kind of played mediocre in this third one.
It's just been flat.
We just haven't had the momentum. There was no time where we've had the momentum for more than a point or two.
And, you know, the thing about...
Here comes Stoney. Blocked right back at her. Picked up by
right
Kaya.
Back to her, right back to her. Keep swinging, Stone.
Holy shit. Roller into the net.
You know, and I think Stone hasn't been an issue for us this game, and we need to make her an issue. We need to let her keep swinging, and she has to hit the ball. The roll shots aren't open. You know, put them deep corners. I don't know what they're telling her down there, but we need to find some deep corners. Aggressive. Bad serve. Not a great serve receive. Brooke Garkey with the nice hit. Back set. And blocked out of bounds by Brooke and Carly.
And And it's 24-19. Yeah. This isn't looking good for the Indians. They won the first set, and it looks like they're going to drop the next two. Let's go, Indians.
Ooh, I'm surprised he didn't call that one. Brooke Arkey with the pass over the net. Rochelle's saying, oh, this is easy. Here we go.
Out.
Buffy for the dig to Stone, who's going to not attack it. We need to get her back in. Stone's going to have to start attacking. She's coming at the ball with two hands. It's too easy to read. She's going to have to start attacking the ball.
And that's the game, 25-19. Yeah. And Versailles comes away with the third set. That makes it 3-2. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Versailles High School, and Indians just dropped the second set. We got Tom Ording making stupid faces at me from down on the floor. So his daughter's the one that's pretty much single-handedly killed us the first two.
Yeah.
The last two sets. Indians won the first one, and I believe it was 25-20, and then we dropped the next two to Versailles. And coach, we're just playing completely out of sorts.
Yep.
We played so well against New Bremen.
Yep.
We played very solid against a good Rushi team.
Yep. And now we're just
and this team, and this team's good, but they're not like, you know, unbeatable.
I feel like right now they're playing with one person.
And we're playing. I mean,
not even, like, we haven't found a person yet.
Yeah, we're playing so flat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this where you start dropping four-letter expletives?
Yeah, probably.
Try to get the girls to get their heads screwed on straight? Because our team is much, much, much better than what we're playing.
Yes.
And it's a little frustrating when they're not playing to their potential. Plus, you know, how many points have we given them with unforced errors?
Right,
I mean,
Too many. I should start tracking those because it's kind of ridiculous.
So,
you know, between missers and you know, our hitters sometimes aren't seeing the court real well.
Right. And, you know, Cass is playing really, really well. Paige Judy's playing really well.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a talented team, and we're just not getting much contribution from everybody else.
Right.
Carly's not having her best game.
Right.
Kaya's doing a great job, you know, digging in the back like she always does.
Yep.
But we're not attacking the net. We're not getting blocks.
Yep. That's our thing right now. I don't think we have any blocks still. We're starting our fourth game of the night, and we don't have a stuffed block yet.
And
that's huge because we're a good blocking team. I think at this point you need to give the girls some goals and say, okay, you give me five blocks this game or else.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely, Versailles has got the momentum right now after they won the last two. And, you know, their exceptional play has really got their crowd into the game. So we need to get things going here.
That we do.
We're just about ready to get underway here in our fourth set with the Indians trailing now.
It looks like the Indians had a little fun on the timeout. Like, they, you know, maybe that's what you need to do, just loosen them up a little bit. They're so wound up tight that they're just, they don't know what to do. And sometimes if you just loosen them up, let them relax and have fun. And you know, that's the thing I always did with my kids. Are you having fun? Well, no. I said, well, then, you know, sit down because I'm here to have fun.
There's a ace by Kaya Wendell to start this next set. I don't know about you, but I'm not having fun.
I'm not having fun.
I don't like to see our girls
lose. I think that's key right now. The girls need to have fun out there. You have fun, it makes a big difference. And play your game, obviously.
Ording.
Oh, my gosh, we get a block off of Ording to Madison Rammel.
Ording got
out
blocked.
To Paige Judy, who gets blocked. See your blockers.
Makes our score 1-1. We'd had a great opportunity there where we blocked Ording, had a nice set to Paige, and she just got the ball just smashed right back in her face on a block.
Yep.
Ball's up.
To Judy, to Madison, to Forkamp, who just barely gets it over. I feel like she's just playing conservatively right now. Dig Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel, to Marty, who almost gets us the kill. Dig Paige Judy to Madison Rammel to Paige Judy. Nice hit by Paige Judy. Great dig by Versailles. Back to Ording, who gets the kill.
Somebody needs to go down there and Tanya Harden her knee.
Yeah. And, you know, right now their outside hitters are doing nothing. So we need to focus on their middle hitters. Their outside hitters aren't strong enough. They're not what's getting us. Let them hit. Take the ball from Ording to Cassidy. Martin hits it out of bounds.
Makes our score 3-1. Indians trailing. Sales coming out again with a little bit of momentum.
Yep. Indians need to buckle down. Stone struggles with the serve receive, but she's going to attack it. She's going to roll it. Roll shot it out of the back.
Easily picked up. Here comes Ording.
He gets the kill.
Why are we not blocking her?
I don't know. I think we're so far off on her. Block her. I don't think they know to block her body. She's a left-hander. Block her body. If somebody hasn't told her that yet, then we're in a world of hurt for a while. Stone to Madison to Forkamp, who gets a nice hit to the back row.
That's out.
That's out of bounds. They let that one go. Thank God Indians let that go. Score 4-2 in favor of the Versailles Tigers. Forkamp goes out. Hannah Kanapke comes in for service.
Let's go, Hannah. Get us on a roll here.
Yep. That's what we need right now. Little Hannah Kanapke roll. She gets us a great serve. Serve receive is amazing. Oh, we get a block on Ording. Madison Rammel and Cassidy Martin say to heck with this.
Great block by those two.
We tired of you, Blondie. That's what they said right there. Hannah Kanapke gets us a point.
Indians still trailing by 1. 4-3.
And a nice serve by Hannah Kanapke. I don't know how that girl just got to that. Outside. And the girl hits it. See, we need to let their outside hitters hit. Who cares about anybody but Ording right now? Focus on Ording. You know, and sometimes it boils down to just telling the girls what they need to do, not just play your game, but here's what you need to do. Block Ording. Everybody else let them hit.
4-4. Versailles on
block
the attack.
Block Ording. See how we're missing Ording. We're going to their outside hitter. Let him hit. Who cares?
Yep.
Just stay right on her. That's what we need to be doing.
Ording.
Three blockers.
Gets the kill.
Yep.
Makes us score 5-4. Indians trailing by 1.
Yep. Their outside hitters aren't strong enough.
Fourth set.
Kaya to Madison to Martin, who nails the ball. Holy cow, that girl hits the ball hard. I don't know how he saw that. Oh, I don't know what happened here. Yeah, they all called it in bounce. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the discussion was.
I didn't know there was a discussion.
Yeah, but Marty gets a great kill. Back to serve, Alexis Bupp.
Makes our score 5-5.
Indians need to start playing.
Well, they didn't play the second or third set, so he might as well
might
as well start playing the fourth.
Yeah, so let's break into a little bit of a sweat. What do you think? Buppy. Marty gets a block. Great dig by Kaya. Ording gets blocked again. Stay on her. Outside to Ording again. Oh, and she misses it. Ording misses it. She got blocked and then she missed. That's what we need to do. Focus. Get on her. Let everybody else hit. Nobody's going to kill us like that girl has been.
Makes our Indians sneak ahead by 1. 6-5. Fourth
Buppy.
Set.
Ooh, can't handle it. A little bit off, 34. Hannah gets us a great dig to Madison Rammel.
Come on, Stoney.
He gets blocked. What's our middle hitter doing here?
6-6. Indians tied up here in the fourth set. They're trailing 2-1 here at Versailles.
Oh, that might have been out. To Carly Stone, who rips it, and he calls it. Todd calls it a double. you know, of all people that should know, it should be her, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Makes the score 7-6 in favor of Versailles.
Let's go, Indians.
Receive. We got a serve receive the ball. Back is McEldowney, who's been a great server for them tonight. To Madison. To Marty, who gets a great hit. Back over to the Indians. To Madison.
Let's go, Carly.
To Stone, who gets a nice hit. Ooh.
Double hit.
Right between the hands of the Versailles setter. That's a shame.
Makes our score 7-7.
Back to service, Kelsey Judy.
A little bit of life, a little bit of cheers and some smiles there over on Fort Recovery's bench. So let's get these things going. Get our crowd fired up. Our crowd, because I think they're
just kind of dead.
Act like they're at a funeral.
Kelsey Judy gets a great serve. Overpass allows us to get a tack. I'm not sure which one got it. If it was Stone. I think it was Stone. I'm going to give it to her.
Brooke or if it was Carly.
I think it was Stone because it was in her general vicinity. Back to serve again is Kelsey Judy.
Let's go, Kels.
And she serves it real short, right to the middle. And she hits it into the net for the fourth hit for the Versailles Tigers. Makes the Indians score 9-7.
9-7. Indians ahead. Kelsey's still serving. Great serve.
Yep, good serve of Kelsey Judy. Slide to the big girl. Again, we block it out of bounds. We need to turn our hands into the court, girls. Hands into the court.
Makes our score. Indians still trailing, or still they're leading by 1-9-8.
You know, now's Ording's out, so no, we can't have those unforced errors at this point. Stone, roll shot again.
Picked up by Versailles very easily.
Kelsey, oh, good play by the Indians. Oh. Kenzie Brueggemann not real happy about that, but it was a pass. I think it was a good no call. It's a good no call. Back to
and
serve.
And then right back in it, here's Versailles. Their score 9-9. Ball's up. Carly with a lousy pass. I'm allowed saying that.
I don't know how she got it to that hole, but she did. In the net again. Brooke Markey again.
Can't make those mistakes. Now the Indians are trailing by 1-10-9. Fourth set here in Versailles. Nice push by Carly, but picked up easily by Versailles.
My God, the net is rolling. Kelsey Judy with a dig to Madison Rammel, who gets the kill. You know, I'm not sure who got that net. I think it was Versailles, and he missed it. Back in. Madison Rammel back to serve. Back in. Kaya Wendell back in for defense.
Yeah, we need her. She was on the bench. I couldn't figure out why she wasn't there.
Yeah. Just gets down.
We had the blockers there.
Yep. Just falling right in front of the blockers. Indians down one yet. Scores 11-10.
11-10.
Back to serve. Winner to Stone, to Madison. Back to Stone, who gets a nice hit. Can't get it to fall. Madison Rammel with a dig. And we're sleeping. We're sleeping, allowing them to throw the ball back at us.
Timeout. And we are going to take a timeout.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Versailles High School with the Indians trailing now in the fourth set, 12-10. And we're showing some glimmers of life.
Right.
But we just can't sustain them. We can't.
And I think right now we need to rotate. We need to get Judy back in the lineup. You know, she's been hot for us tonight. And
Versailles just, they don't they haven't made a lot of mistakes.
Right, right. And their defense is phenomenal right now.
They're playing really, really well. Yep. So give them credit.
And we just need to keep swinging hard. And we're not doing that right now. We're handing it over to them, and we can't do that. Kaya to Madison, out to Fort Camp, who gets a kill.
Nice work there by the Indians. True freshman in there. With the Fort Camp gets a kill.
Yeah, we need to remember that she's out there too. You know, I know she hasn't had the best night, but she's still a pretty good gun. Carly Stone serves it over to Madison Rammel, who gets the dig. An easy play back over.
Oh no, here we go.
Out. Ball goes out of bounds by Versailles. Oh, Versailles isn't going to yell at their own people. That was a great call by her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Back to serve again is Stone.
Makes our score 12-12. Indians.
Let's give her a deep zone.
Indians hanging right in there.
Thank you for that deep zone. To the middle.
Whose ball was that?
That's Carly Stone's ball. She's flat. Flat. I don't know what she's looking at. I don't know. You know, you got to be balls to the wall in defense. And right now, she's on her heels. Got to go, girls. Got to go.
Yep. Makes our score 13-12. Indians trailing by one.
Serve receive again. Out to Paige. We got to cover it. Paige for Judy gets us a good hit. But great big dig by there, Stone. There she is on her tippy toes. Out to Paige Judy, who gets a good hit. And Versailles gets it over again.
Their defense
Madison.
Is incredible.
It is. And they call it on Fort Camp. Bad illegal attack on Fort Camp.
That makes our score 14-12. Indians trailing by two.
Out.
That's out.
Yep. Whew. You know, let's let them make those unforced errors. We need to stop.
Okay, we got Kaya back to serve. Got some girls that are hot up there in the front row. Cass has been playing well, and Paige has been playing well. Great. So let's see if we can make some headway.
Oh, no, four hits. Good top. Good call by Todd.
So that wasn't even
it was,
close to being over the net.
I was wondering if he would call that. Kaya Wendell gets us the point.
That makes our score 14-14. Indians trailing now in the sets. Oh, great short serve.
Ording gets blocked. Stay on her. That's how you do it.
Indians now up one. Indians still trailing, what is it, two sets to one.
Yeah, and we're up one, 15-14.
We're up 15-14 in the fourth set. Great serve.
Great serve.
Kaya, an ace. Lots of smiles out there now.
Where's
with girls.
Team? We haven't seen them all night.
They're getting fired up.
Yeah.
Versailles is going to take a timeout. They're only down two, but they've seen enough. So they're going to take a timeout, and so are we.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe you just need some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here, Diana Rammel, Steve Stone, Versailles High School, watching the Indians take on, Lady Indians take on the Lady Tigers here. Some tremendous MAC volleyball going on down here. Indians up two right now with Kaya serving. We're in the fourth set with the Indians trailing two sets to one. Ball's up.
Kaya Wendell gets a good serve. Up to the middle. Madison Rammel with a dig to Kaya Wendell. Back to Paige Judy. Gets a great swing on the ball.
Swing.
And we get another block. Ording. Yep.
Two hits.
Double by Ording. You know, let's keep at it. Let's keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. That's what you got to do. Focus on Ording. Let everybody else hit. Nobody else is going to get you the kill like she is. And that's what we got to do. I don't know if that's what was told.
Great serve.
Madison Rammel with a dig to Kaya, out to Judy.
Come on, Paige.
Paige down the line, but she gets a great dig out to Ording, who rolls it to Stone, who gets a dig to Madison, to Marty. Marty gets a nice swing.
Dang, their defense is incredible.
It is incredible. To Kaya Wendell, to Madison, and they put it up. Yep.
What's that?
A double hit.
They call
it a
lift?
Yeah, a lift, because she had to go up and get it. And if it's going over, she has to keep it on our side. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. She really needs to punch it, but once it breaks that plane, it's hard to do. Indians up 17-15, back to serve for Sales.
Let's go, Indians.
Stone
great
to Rammel.
Here we go.
To Judy, who hits it out.
Hits it out.
You know, and I feel like she was probably wide open almost there. Yep. on the hit.
Yep. No blockers in front of her.
Yep.
Brings us back to just 1 point lead. Here we go again with the little tippy tippy.
We can't
crap.
Do a little tippy tippy. We're gonna get killed on little
and there's
tippy
Ording.
Tippy.
Pushing it, shoving it right down our throat to tie it back up. These girls will not give up.
Yep.
17-17. The Moes definitely moved back over to the Versailles side.
Yep.
Ball's up. Stoney with a good pass.
To Rammel, to Judy. Ording to Madison, or Stone digs it to Madison. Rammel out to Paige. Judy.
Blocked. Another point.
We're making it too easy on our blockers, on their blockers. I think they've quadrupled us in blocking this game.
Oh, at least.
This entire match. Stone to Rammel. See, we can't set up our offense like this. You know, we need to...
Hey, it worked.
Who got that kill? Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely, we were completely out of sorts, but somehow came away with a point.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that happened. Hannah Kanapke back to serve.
Yep, it's 18-18. This is a nail biter down here in Versailles.
Yeah. Unforced errors. Let's minimize them. Hannah Kanapke with a great serve.
Here they come
back
on the attack. Ording.
Rolls it to Kaya, to Madison.
Let's go.
To Marty.
Marty.
Nice hit. Nice dig.
Great
My
dig.
Gosh, they get to everything. Go Paige Judy to Madison Rammel.
Let's try it again.
To Paige Judy,
hit
who
something.
Hits it hard, and they just pick everything
they
up.
They just, they're deep.
Just, to Hannah, to Madison, who almost gets it down. Oh, we can't get the ball to our setter. It's killing us. Get
three ball over.
The ball to our setter,
uh-oh.
Girls. We can't, you know, we're moving on defense. The setter has to come almost to the middle of the court to run the offense.
Right. 19-18. That was a really long volley and a lot of momentum going Versailles' way because they just got that point. So it's 19-18. Indians trailing.
And they're not doing anything special.
Nope. Hustling.
Yeah. That's about it. Marty. Again.
Playing great defense.
They are.
You got to give them credit
they
for playing
are.
Great defense.
Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel.
Let's go.
To Jesus. Jeez. To Ording. To Stone.
Stoney digs it.
To Rammel. Up to Hannah Kanapke in the back row. Who gets a short roll shot to the front row. Which, you know, out by Ording. You know, they're hitting it to her. They're making her play defense. We're staying on Ording, and it's keeping us in the game. It's keeping us in the game.
19-19. We got a tie ball game
here.
Yep,
and on this play right here, we got Ording right side. And we need to keep the ball away from her. Make her serve receive it so she can't transition out. We'll see what Buffy does here.
Why don't we have Brooke up there in the front to block?
Well, it's the rotation, unfortunately. See, that's not a good serve. It's going to go right to Ording, or not. Buffy to Madison.
Nice dig. Come on,
Stoney. Stone.
Finds the back corner.
And goes out of bounds. Stone gets the kill. She finds that back corner. I don't know how she did it. She found it. Buffy gets us the point.
I have to stand up. I can't sit anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can sit anymore. Watch Ording. Watch her.
We were up there for the block.
Yep.
And still they
can't
got
handle it.
Yep, can't handle it. 20-20. This is going right down to the wire here. 20-20.
Smart decisions here.
Fourth set, and we better not have any unforced errors.
Yep. Like to see them hit one out of bounds here to Hannah. I like that one.
And then for, ace for Sales.
Ace, right in front of Hannah Kanapke.
Yeah. You can't give these girls anything.
Nothing. Ah.
Oh, no.
Goodness sakes alive. It's like we're time falling out. Apart. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, timeout. We're going to take a timeout so I can puke.
Marco. Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
We're back here at For Sales, and Indians trailing now 22-20 in the fourth set. And this... three more points, and Versailles is going to come away with this match.
Yep.
And we sure as a heck don't want that to happen. Nope. We want to go to the fifth.
Yep.
Versailles definitely has got the momentum and has definitely played well.
Pass
by Stoney.
That roll shot is not working. Hannah to Madison to Stone, who pushes it deep. That girl gets it, because she always does, to the slide, to the big girl, to Madison Rammel, to Kaya Wendell, out to Stone, who's going to push it again. We need to get her hitting. Tip kill. Right in front of Hannah Kanapke again.
23-20.
She had it. A little hesitation there. I'm not sure what the hesitation was, because she is a go-getter. 23-20. Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel. To Stone, who gets a great hit. That's what we needs to happen.
Let's go, Carly.
Stone gets a... that's what needs to happen. She needs to hit. And right now, she's pulling up two hands. And I don't know if it's a set, but I'll be honest with you, our passing's been so bad.
It's been bad.
Our passing's been so bad. I mean, you got your setter having to pass most of her sets, yeah. You know, that's never a good thing. Kelsey Judy back to serve. Slide out to winner, or go. Game point for Versailles. The kill on the slide.
I don't know what to say, people.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Game point for Versailles, who is back to serve.
Yep, I'm not real happy.
Hannah Kanapke to Kelsey 24. Judy out to Stone. Digs it up easily. And Versailles takes the game.
That's it.
Off of a great kill.
We got one more commercial to get to. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Versailles High School. Diana Rammel, Steve Stone. Very disappointed Diana Rammel and Steve Stone, yeah, as the Indians come away in a four set loss. They won the first one and then commenced to drop the next three, yeah, and lots to work on for that team.
Yeah, there is. There is.
They didn't play well. They didn't pass well. They didn't block well. What do you think, Coach?
I think that's exactly what happened. You get comfortable after a first win, and you forget you got to keep playing. You know, this is best of five, not best of three, not best of two. You know, you got to keep playing. I felt like we just quit playing.
There was no momentum. There was no enthusiasm. No. There was no excitement. It was just all kind of flat.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, I don't know what you want to say, dumb plays or just, yep. I don't want to say the girls didn't hustle, because they did.
Yeah, but there was
a lot of unforced errors.
Yep.
They just
at wrong times.
Yeah,
I mean, those unforced errors come at such ridiculous times.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Didn't. They, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us. We want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors. that help us and support the Fort Recovery Radio and the Fort Recovery Athletics. And we will be talking to you on Thursday, volleyball home with Marion Local. FR's got that, and that's going to be me and Diana on Thursday evening. So yep. We'll talk to you then. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular programs.